Chapter 13.
Dreadful, dreadful, dreadful.
Sir said, shaking the cloud of smoke that covered his head.
Dreadful, dreadful, dreadful.
I quite agree,
Mr. Poe said, coughing into his handkerchief.
When you called me this morning and described the situation, I thought it was so dreadful that I canceled several important appointments and took the first available train to Paltryville in order to handle this matter personally.
We appreciate it very much, Charles said.
Dreadful, dreadful, dreadful,
Sir said again. The Baudelaire orphans sat together on the floor of Sir's office and looked up at the adults discussing the situation, wondering how in the world they could talk about it so calmly. The word dreadful, even when used three times in a row, did not seem like a dreadful enough word to describe everything that had happened. Violet was still trembling from how Klaus had looked while hypnotized. Klaus was still shivering from how Charles had almost been sliced up. Sunny was still shaking from how she had almost been killed in the sword fight with Dr. Orwell. And, of course, all three orphans were still shuddering from how Dr. Orwell had met her demise, a phrase which here means stepped into the path of the sawing machine. The children felt as if they could barely speak at all, let alone participate in a conversation.
It's unbelievable,
Sir said.
That Dr. Orwell was really a hypnotist, and that she hypnotized Klaus in order to get a hold of the Baudelaire fortune. Luckily, Violet figured out how to unhypnotize her brother, and he didn't cause any more accidents.
It's unbelievable, Charles said, that Foreman Flacutono grabbed me in the middle of the night and tied me to that log in order to get a hold of the Baudelaire fortune. Luckily, Klaus invented something that shoved the log out of the path of the saw just in time, and I only have a small cut on my foot.
It's unbelievable,
Mr. Poe said, after a short cough,
that Shirley was going to adopt the children in order to get a hold of the Baudelaire fortune. Luckily, we realized her plan, and now she has to go back to being a receptionist.
At this, Violet could keep quiet no longer.
Shirley is not a receptionist, she cried. She's not even Shirley. She's Count Olaf.
Now that, Sir said, is the part of the story that is so unbelievable that I don't believe it. I met this young woman, and she isn't at all like Count Olaf. She has one eyebrow instead of two, that's true, but plenty of wonderful people have that characteristic. You must forgive the children, Mr. Poe said. They tend to see Count Olaf everywhere.
That's because he is everywhere, Klaus said bitterly.
Well, Sir said, he hasn't been here in Paltryville. We've been looking out for him, remember?
Relief, Sunny cried. She meant something along the lines of, but he was in disguise, as usual. Can we go see this Shirley person? Charles asked timidly. The children do seem fairly sure of themselves. Perhaps if Mr. Poe could see this receptionist, we could clear this matter up.
I put Shirley and Foreman Flacutono in the library and asked Phil to keep an eye on them,
Sir said.
Charles's library turns out to be useful at last as a substitute jail until we clear up this matter.
The library was plenty useful, Sir, Violet said. If I hadn't read up on hypnosis, your partner, Charles, would be dead. You certainly are a clever child, Charles said.
Yes, Sir agreed. You'll do wonderfully at boarding school.
Boarding school? Mr. Poe asked.
Of course, Sir replied, nodding his cloud of smoke. You don't think I would keep them now, do you? After all the trouble they've caused my lumber mill.
But that wasn't our fault, Klaus cried.
That doesn't matter, Sir said. We made a deal. The deal was that I would try to keep Count Olaf away, and you wouldn't cause any more accidents. You didn't keep your end of the deal.
Hetch,
Sunny shrieked, which meant, but you didn't keep your end of the deal either. Sir paid no attention.
Well, let's go see this woman, Mr. Poe said, and we can settle once and for all whether or not Count Olaf was here.
The three grown-ups nodded, and the three children followed them down the book in his hands.